The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, I say to you, it will be hard for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and said, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For men this is impossible, but for God all things are possible." Then Peter said to him in reply, "We have given up everything and followed you. What will there be for us?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, that you who have followed me in the new age, when the Son of Man is seated on his throne of glory, will yourself sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has given up houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for the sake of my name will receive 100 times more and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." The Gospel of the Lord. Both our readings this morning talk about reversal of values. The last will be first, and the first will be last. See, at the time of Jesus, and for most of the Jewish people, even after the time of Jesus, their understanding that if a person was rich, they lived a long life, had a lot of children, then that means that God has blessed them. They're blessed by God. They're, you know, approved by God. But if the opposite, if you were poor or, you know, sick or died young, that means that you did not have God's blessings. And the reason they got to this conclusion is because their belief in the afterlife was not developed, was too weak. They believed that mostly this is all to life, is our life on earth. So when you think of it this way, then the conclusion that if you're rich, if you're healthy, if you have a lot of children, then God is blessing you, because that's all to life. Everything happens on earth. But Jesus revealed to us that no, our life is not just meant to be on this world, but we were created so we can choose freely to be with God for all eternity. It's our life after we leave this world that's important. And that's why Jesus says it's hard for a rich person to enter heaven, and they are astonished, then who will be saved? Not that there's anything wrong about being rich, but for rich people, they tend to hang more into their belongings, into whatever they're rich at. They trust more into that. It's hard for them to let go and trust in God. And that's why God usually searches for the lowly, the humble, those who are poor. Not because he loves them more, he loves rich people, but because they're more open to his call. As we heard in that first reading, he chooses Gideon. And Gideon said, "We're the lowest of all clans, and I'm the meanest of my family and the most, you know, insignificant. Why would you choose me?" So the world can see the power of God working through Gideon and give glory to God. Same thing with the apostles. There was nothing significant or important about them. But God showed them because they were willing to say yes to his will in their lives and follow him to the cross. Today we celebrate the queenship of Mary, and Mary is the greatest example. A simple teenage girl in a small village, nothing significant about it. Yet God chose her to be the mother of his son, and Mary said yes. Our response to God's call, whatever that call is by offering ourselves to him. God needs us to fulfill his mission. He works through us because he sees us as his children, his daughters and his sons, and he wants to give us a share in the work of salvation that he's doing among us. And that's why for us sometimes things seem impossible. But for God, all things are possible because it's God who works through us if we let him.